Thank you so much for joining us, Gerard.
Hi.
Now, what exactly was the motivation behind this initiative?
Yeah, great. Look, we have this opportunity to take some professional dancers into Reby and Frank Baxter, and we went in there and we did workshops with the young people in there, and the young people directed and choreographed and told the dancers what to dance and what to do and what stories they wanted to tell, and they made the shows. And when we performed the show, we did a sold out show at Redfern Community Centre. The feedback from community and from audiences was astounding. They loved the show. And to be honest, I could have put those five amazing dancers that we had. You know, we had really amazing b-boy and we had really amazing contemporary traditional dancers who'd all been trained at NASDA to within an inch of their life, you know, trained really hard. You could put those professional dancers in a room together and ask them to create a show, and the show might not be so great and they might have, like, you know, 6 weeks to do it. But what we did is we went into juvenile justice centres and we asked the young girls in there, the young women in there, to tell us what to dance. And they told us very clearly what was good and what they liked and what they wanted and what stories they wanted to tell. And we did the same thing at Frank Baxter. And the shows that the young people created are just incredible. They're really powerful. And today's a very special day. We're off in about 30 minutes to Parliament House, New South Wales, and we're going to show a short doco about the project to some politicians in the theatreette, and the young boys from Redfern Community Centre are going to do a little bit of dancing outside the front of the theatreette at Parliament House. And everything is about raising the profile of this performance being on at the Opera House on the 12th of December. So on the 12th of December at the Opera House, you can come and see the shows created by young women and men from youth justice centres in Sydney at the Opera House being performed. And I think for the community and for everybody and all of us who are connected with these young people, it's just such a moment of pride that the art that they've created is going to be able to be seen at the Opera House, you know, and, you know, Australia's most probably incredibly famous high art venue, you know, just telling everybody that the young people have such amazing, powerful and complex stories to tell that the rest of Australia should come and check it out.
Absolutely. Now, you've talked about how these young people are sharing their stories through dance. What is exactly the process behind it, like with the young people directing the dances?
Yeah. So, like, we started off in workshops, and so just simple things to start with, like we'd have one dancer stand in the middle of a circle, and then all the boys or the women would stand around the circle and they'd just say a word and the dancer had to respond to that word. You know, so just really simple things to begin with, and they'd watch the dancers dance, and then we'd stand around in a circle and ask them to get into groups of two or three and choreograph two dances or tell them to make a little bit of a story, you know, and it's really interesting because, you know, the young people in these centres are under a lot of pressure, and when you ask them to participate in a workshop where they have to do all the dancing, they might have like 45 minutes of time at the most to dance, you know, or to do what they're told. But when they're the ones telling people what to dance and to what to do, an hour or an hour and a half isn't long enough. They've just got so much concentration and energy and ideas that they want to share, because the professional dancers become a vehicle for the young people to be able to express themselves at a world-class level, you know, and the young people took to that really beautifully. And I'm on the bus right now. We're in the bus with the kids from Redfern Community Centre. And we're going down to New South Wales Parliament House. So that's the noise you might hear in the background.
Of course. Well, how have you seen this program uplift the kids involved in sharing their stories? How have you seen this performance, this initiative, uplift the young people involved in sharing their stories?
Well, I think it's really uplifting for the young people. So some of them who have now got out of the Youth Justice Centre are going to be coming down from Kempsey, as far as Kempsey, to come and see their show performed at the Opera House. And for the young boys, Frank Baxter, on the 10th of December, before we perform at the Opera House, we're going to take the show, the professional show, to Frank Baxter, and it's going to be performed for the boys. And some of the boys who still made that show, who are still inside, are going to be able to see the show that they made before it goes to the Opera House.
Yeah, that's awesome. So so we've got the Frank Baxter show happening and the Sydney Opera House show happening.
Yeah.
Do we have any other performances happening, and when and where are they?
Right. Well, at 12:35, at 12:30 today, come down to New South Wales, Parliament House, New South Wales, at the Theatreette, and there's going to be a group of boys from Redfern Community Centre performing with one of our professional dancers, Glenn Thomas, and another one of our professional dancers, Hans Wang. And then everyone inside the Theatreette, and there's going to be a Q&A with the professional artist and Lola Forrester, a famous journalist. So that'll be nice, and we'll show a short doco about the project, all leading up to the performance on the 12th of December at Parliament House. And I think the important thing that why we're doing at Parliament House, there is a logic to it. I mean, you know, there's that famous saying that it takes a village to bring up kids. You know, to bring up a kid, it takes a village. And when these kids get into youth detention centres and become part of the justice system, the politicians become a much more active part of that village. And this is an opportunity for them to get to see, and for us to bring the community to Parliament House and tell them what we've been up to, you know, before we bring the show to Parliament House. I mean, before we bring the show to the Opera Centre on the 12th of December.
Yeah, awesome. So where can people get more info about this?
Oh, look, go to the Opera House website, the Sydney Opera House website, and look for Beyond the Walls. So that's the name of the show, Beyond the Walls. It's at the Sydney Opera House. You can get tickets online, and and look, if there's community who want to come, get in touch with Redfern Community Centre and say you want a couple of free tickets, and they'll get in touch with us and try and get some free tickets to people if some people need some free tickets as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Gerard. This sounds like such an amazing, exciting initiative.
Oh, look, it feels really magical. Yeah, so feels right.
Yeah, and good luck today at Parliament House.
Oh, thank you.